Well, the threat of furloughs and job losses from sequestration cuts has been raising anxiety levels here in Washington among government workers and private sector employees alike. Joining us live this morning, Dr. Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and the Stress Institute. Dr. Hall, not only is it a situation that's really out of our hands, but folks are now having to realize they may have to go 6 months or so with 20% less income.
Yeah, this is really an awful time for all of us. What we know about stress is when we feel out of control, the stress goes through the roof. And so there's no way to feel any modicum of control right now. The first thing is lots of times there's shame, obviously, and worry with the problems that are happening right now in our financial crisis. So make sure you have family meetings where the entire family's on board. Lots of times the parents won't want to tell the children and try to hide financial circumstances from them. And the children need to know what's going on so they can become part of this dynamic change that's happening in the family. Also, try to create a family budget when you have this family meeting. Have the kids get creative. I mean, it's an amazing thing, but something that looks so negative can actually bring your family closer together. And that can be a really creative thing to ask how each person can cut or donate or create more income. Also, a buddy system. Make sure you confide in a friend. Isolation really creates all kinds of physical and mental problems. So just kind of make sure that you have a buddy system, someone you can talk to. Another thing is hope. You know, hope is huge, and it has physiological and psychological consequences. So, you know, even though we're somewhat pessimistic or on the road about lying about what may happen, being pessimistic isn't going to change the outcome. Maybe try to be optimistic and say positive affirmations, you know, like I am strong, I have my faith, whatever that may be.
Right. And in so many cases, people don't necessarily know they're going to be furloughed or will feel the negative effects of this, but are just stressed because of the uncertainty that it's created.
Oh, yeah. That's what makes up. And have compassion for ourselves. It goes back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Financial security, food, clothing, shelter, and that is based on financial security. So let's have compassion for each other and say this is a basic human need. So all of us can look at each other with much more kindness and compassion, and maybe this is the time for all of us again to grow in compassion for each other.
It is just so hard, though. You know, is it possible to use the extra time that the folks might have to use relaxation techniques, things like that?
Oh, absolutely. One of the biggest things, it's spring. Get out into nature and you have those beautiful cherry trees. Get out, walk in nature, exercise also helps reduce stress. Also, remember, you keep that stress in your muscles, stretch it out. Be careful about what you eat, because when we're stressed, we drink more caffeine, eat more sugar, drink more alcohol. All those things increase stress tremendously. And one of the basic things about this kind of stress, financial stress, please remember rituals. Our body loves, and our mind loves the rhythm of daily rituals. Eat at a regular time. If you're a meditator or prayer, do that at specific times during the day. Read. What are your rituals that you love that you can come home to every single day? No matter what comes and what goes, that will keep you and your family in a rhythm that will keep you close to your heart and mind and soul.
All right, good stuff. Dr. Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and Stress Institute.